Hey guys, it's Allison here. This week, Jane and I are both out of town, so instead of trying to record an episode really quickly for you, we decided to release a Patreon episode that we released earlier this week over cats. So we hope you enjoy, and if you want more content with newer movies, please donate to our Patreon, and you can get tons of movies that we've done this month and in months prior about movies that we haven't released on here, and maybe won't ever. So anyway, enjoy the episode and see you next week. All right.
Hey, patrons.
Hi, guys. I blanked. What comes next? This is the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
I'm Allison.
And do we have a treat for you.
Buddy boy. Oh my god. Jane and I both saw what I can honestly say is probably the worst movie of the decade.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's very appropriate that 2019 is ending with Cats.
Yeah. I gotta agree. There's literally... 2019 is Cats, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like an allegory. Jesus Christ.
It's a symbol of our times.
This movie is so... fucking bad. I was okay. There is nothing that can prepare you for how bad this movie is.
No, you can watch as many clips as you want, but it doesn't compare to how horrendous every single moment of this movie
is. I know. I thought, you know, like, I really got it. I watched a bunch of reviews. I'd seen a lot of clips. I'd seen the trailer a million times. I'd heard people say it was horrible. I knew it wasn't going to be good. But it never lets up.
No. Even in the parts that, like... Okay, so I'm going to be honest. Cats was the first musical I was ever, like, really into as a kid. Because I saw it, right? It was my first show that I ever saw on stage. And I liked the music a lot. And it's fun on stage, I think.
I certainly can't relate to that, as I hate Cats the Musical, but I hate Cats the Musical less than I hate Cats the Movie.
Yeah, yeah, I think that Cats had found its perfect medium in theater.
Yeah, this movie is absolute proof that not everything should be adapted.
And it's interesting because Cats came from a story by T.S. Eliot.
Adaptation. It's just okay, here's the thing. Overall, this is gonna be difficult because this movie doesn't have a plot. The show doesn't have a plot, really. Like,
no.
It has a very loose plot, and all of the actual plot things could take about 10 minutes worth of your time.
Yes, but we have to introduce every cat with a song of themselves.
Every cat. So I feel like we're going to be comparing the musical to the movie a lot because we are both very familiar with the musical.
Yeah.
I was in the musical for a short time, and Jane has seen the musical a lot, so... we're both very aware of the plot.
My band teacher used to play it in middle school music class. She played like the original Broadway recording.
Mine played That Thing You Do, so I guess I got the better end of the deal there.
That's a better movie.
It's really good.
I like that movie a lot.
Me too. I kind of had to take a break from it for a while, but when I came back, I was like, yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
This movie tries to add plot, and I don't understand why, because it doesn't really make the plot, it doesn't add plot, it just kind of tries to make the plot make more sense, which is impossible.
It's so true, and like, oh my god, I'm just thinking about the whole McCavity, what they did to the McCavity character.
Yes, what the fuck was that? Okay. So,
Where should we start? Oh my god.
Okay, let's try and get... I'm going to try and explain the plot of this movie slash musical.
Okay.
Which is going to be kind of impossible.
Yes, because there really isn't one. It kind of lacks that. So there are these
things called Jellicle Cats. And it's like a cat cult, okay? Apparently, any cat can be a Jellicle Cat, but not every cat is a Jellicle Cat. You know what I'm saying? So, no, the things you learn in this movie do not apply to all cats. Essentially, these cats have this religion, which is based on the idea of reincarnation. So every year, once a year, they have this thing called the Jellicle Ball, where this really old cat named Old Deuteronomy, played by Judi Dench,
a cat comes, Midsummer, if you will.
Yeah. Comes to choose the cat that will ascend to the Heaviside layer, which is where you are reincarnated into your next life.
Yes. And so, Old Deuteronomy has lived many lives.
Yeah, 99, I'm tempted to say. So that's the plot. We meet a lot of cats along the way. We meet this one cat a couple times named Grizabella, who, is ugly, I guess, and so everyone hates her.
She's sick, and, I think, is the thing.
Yeah, she's, like, mangy. In the show, she looks... We'll talk about this in a moment.
We'll talk about this in a minute, Grizabella. But in the play, in the musical...
She's, like, mangy and gross and sick, yeah. And nobody likes to be around her.
Yeah.
So... She sings this song called Memory, which is the best song from the show, without a doubt. It's like one of the only famous songs to come out of this show other than the song Jellicle Cats. And Jellicle Cats is more of a joke than actually people impressed. And then basically she sings Memory and everyone feels bad for her, and Grizabella is chosen to ascend to the Heaviside Lair.
Yeah.
So that's the plot. In the movie, they add some elements, I think, to give more plot. So Victoria, the white cat, from what I remember in the show, she's actually not that big of a part.
She's just a kitten, and she's, like, the best dancer, basically.
Yeah, but in this show, she's, like, a new girl that we have to teach about the Jellicle lifestyle, and it's, like, I don't know why they added that, but...
Join our cult!
They did, and... So, she's a really large part. They kind of swapped Munkastrap with Victoria in this film, I think.
Yeah.
Because Munkastrap is, like, the cat leader, sort of, in the show. And he's still a big part in this movie, but not as big of a part. Like, we're not watching it from Munkastrap's point of view at all. We're watching it from Victoria's.
Yeah, definitely.
They also chose to make Mr. Mistopheles a huge part.
Yes, and...
something odd.
It's very odd, and he has a romantic interest in Victoria.
And she likes him back, which is just not something that was in the play at all. I also found it interesting that this show was... So, if you know the show, you know that there's really not, unless you're Munkastrap, there's really not a cat that is in the show that much. Maybe Old Deuteronomy. But other than that, it's pretty much like you got one or two songs and you're out for the rest of the show. Or in the case, you become background.
Yes.
It's a very, like, ensemble heavy show. And they obviously have a lot of very famous people, which was one of the most confusing things about this movie, is why so many actors signed up to do it.
So many.
But what I noticed is the three main cats, Victoria, Munkastrap, and Mr. Mistopheles, are all played by people who have, like, literally never done a feature film in their life. Most of them, it was their first film, which is sad because their careers are probably over.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem that bad, but it won't matter.
It won't matter because it's the writing, the CGI.
It's all just horrible. And honestly, here's the thing. The one good thing I can say about this movie is the acting is not terrible.
No, it's not. It's not bad.
No, it's just that, like, this movie is impossible to watch. It's hard to watch. Like, no amount of good acting is gonna save this.
You just feel bad for the actors. When I can barely look at
your face. I do feel really bad. And a lot of the actors that I thought were gonna be, like, huge parts were really not in this movie at all. Taylor Swift quite literally is in one scene, and then she never shows up again.
Nope. And she's evil for some reason?
Yeah. Okay, so Taylor Swift plays Bomb Ballerina, who is not evil in the musical, but for some reason is in this movie. They also, here's another thing. So they didn't change a lot, but the stuff that they did change was all wrong. You know what I mean?
Also, like, she's not the one to be singing McCavity.
No! Also, McCavity in the show is sung by two cats, and they changed it to just Taylor Swift, and then when they really needed the harmony, they made McCavity sing his own harmony. I was like, what is happening? There was, like, no fight scene at all with McCavity and any other cat, because they just drugged everyone.
And he has he's magic, and he goes, meow, whenever he disappears.
Oh my god, he goes, McCavity. I was like, Jesus Christ, they should have given that to Jason Derulo, so every time he kidnapped someone, he could have gone, Jason Derulo.
Listen, I think the only one having any fun was Jason Derulo. He looked like he was having a good time.
If you were the Rum Tum Tugger, how are you not having a good time? You have the dumbest ass song in the whole show. So stupid.
And I did not like what they did with the music. They changed it, and it was so weird.
Yes, it was very weird. So first of all, I understand that some of the songs they did cut stuff out of. Like the naming of cats, considerably shortened. Which is, in my opinion, I understand. Like, we already sat through like 7 minutes of Jellicle Cats, and then we got to sit through another 5 minutes of you going, the naming of cats is a difficult matter. It's like, okay, let's move on. But then, sometimes they made the songs longer by, like, adding dance breaks or extra things. The Mungo Jerry and Rumple teaser is one of my favorite songs in the show, and they changed the key.
I know, for it's some ridiculous. Reason
to a really weird key that just sounded horrible.
Yeah, I love Mungo Jerry and Rumple teaser.
I was very upset. I thought McCavity is also one of my favorite songs. It's also one of the songs they changed significantly. Yes. Not as bad as Mungo. Like, Mungo Jerry and Rumple teaser is, like, completely different. But this was, like, okay, it's mostly the same. They even changed a bit of the first memories. Like, the song memory was the same, but the before parts where you, like, where Victoria, for some reason, becomes Grisabella's hero, is, like, different. Also, the song that they added...
The Taylor Swift song, it was written by Taylor Swift and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Also, I was like, okay, wow, way to make this horrible thing that Grisabella went through, and then for Victoria to be like, wow, it's not so bad, look on the bright side, at least you have people that wanted you at one point. Ugh. Her song is literally like, at least you have good memories. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you came here, and people are immediately like you. This girl literally, like, gets within 5 feet of these cats, and they're, like, running her out of town. And then you're gonna listen to her sing. She's literally got goddamn snot coming out of her nose.
It's so ridiculous. She's just covered in snot.
Fucking sobbing. And then you're gonna sing a song to her about how her problems aren't that bad. Also, it was just really weird how they made Victoria, like, Grisabella's hero. Like, yeah. How Grisabella couldn't do anything without Victoria, which is just, like, so fucking sad because it kind of takes away... everything?
Yeah, about the character of Grisabella that makes it moving in the show.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what? So, alright. Also, some of these songs were just straight up unintelligible. Like, I had difficulty understanding them, and I know the goddamn lyrics by heart. So, for someone who's maybe never heard of the show, I was like, how the fuck? Like, I'm gonna specifically come for Ian McKellen here. The theater song was impossible to understand.
Yeah, he was just muttering the entire time.
I know. I was like, what the fuck? I gotta be honest, Mr. Mistopheles never really stuck out to me in any of in the play. I do like that he's a bigger character, mainly just because I liked the actor.
I do too. He's very cute.
He's a cute actor. But that also brings me to, why the fuck is this movie so unnecessarily sexual?
Listen, it's ridiculous. You just expect, like, a furry orgy to occur at any time.
I seriously was, like, thinking that same thing. I was like, if you're a furry, this is your movie.
It's so true. It's like...
Because they literally, first of all, just, I don't need to tell you how ugly this movie is. We all know how fucking ugly it is. But the fact that the boobs and the butt still exist.
I know. It's so uncomfortable. And they
linger on it. When Taylor Swift does McCavity and she's walking around in her heels.
Oh my god, it's so like, weird.
What the fuck is happening?
Also, I went to see this movie with friends. I'm not gonna call out whoever said this, but during Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat, which had a good tap number, one of our friends said, I'm so attracted to this high-waisted pants and tap dancing. It's not because he's a cat, though.
Listen, that's what I also was like, okay, wow, the actor that plays Mr. Mistopheles is pretty cute. And then I was like, what the fuck? No, he's not. He's a goddamn cat.
And they act like cats. They do, like, the facial expressions and, like, my God, rub yes. up against each other. The whole nuzzling thing.
In no way. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. The nuzzling. I was like, I would rather you just kiss. I'd rather you just fucking go for it and say, we're throwing it all out.
They just,
and they're
like,
gonna kiss.
Mr. Mistopheles and Victoria are always on the brink of making out, and it's just,
which
like...
Which is so fucking weird.
It's
when
so
weird!
When
did Mr. Mistopheles become... When did Mr. Mistopheles become that? That didn't happen. That doesn't happen in the musical. Mr. Mistopheles is just a magic cat.
Yes.
Who gets, like, kind of a fun number.
Oh my god.
What
it's
the fuck?
So ridiculous.
I thought he was good. Honestly, Mungastrap and Mr. Mistopheles were both very good. I feel bad that their careers are over because they could probably have a real good career in the stage.
Yes, they were both actually, they could play, like, those characters.
Yes. But I have to talk about Victoria.
Oh my god. She's okay, first of all, Victoria is supposed to be the best dancer. That's why she's white, like everyone can see her. She's like traditionally she is like a really talented prima ballerina.
Yes. She also is one of the only people they advertised in this film as having a dance background, which after seeing this film is obviously not true, but they specifically advertised that they got her because she was an amazing dancer.
Yeah. And she's not.
She's not. She's an average dancer. Like, I know people who can dance better than her.
I do
too. I've seen dancers better than her. A lot of dancers. She's not a great singer. She's an okay actress. And she's not a good dancer. Like,
that's the whole character.
I know. Well, I mean, not in this case. And also, the thing about Cats is the only reason Cats did well on Broadway at all is because of the dancing. The dancing is supposed to be incredibly impressive. And
yes.
the music is hard, but honestly the lyrics are just so fucking whack that most people kind of gloss over that.
You just kind of tune out the lyrics and just listen to the music, and then when you watch the dancing with it, it's like nice.
It's a very spectacle based show, and when I first saw the cast, I thought, how are they gonna do this? Because none of these people are dancers. Like
Rebel Wilson, James Corden, not
yeah.
Dancers.
I was like, I mean, James Corden, and like James Corden has a stage background and all these things, but it's like, they're not professional dancers. No one is. Taylor Swift's not a professional dancer. Like, Jason Derulo isn't a professional dancer. Idris Elba, Judi Dench, none of these people are dancers. So I was thinking, how are they going to do this? And they just didn't.
They like, just didn't do it. And also, like,
all the dancing was so simple.
And it was so weird. It was all, like, interpretive dance. It wasn't, like...
Yes. There was no, like, ballet. There was nothing. It was, like... It was just, like, movement. And honestly, the movie... It cut so much. Did you notice that? Like, it never lingered on a shot. Like, almost so you couldn't really tell if they were dancing.
Yeah, and, like... The CGI was so bad, it looked like they were just slipping all over the floor because their feet would never touch the floor. Also, their human feet?
What the hell? And their hands!
Oh, it's so weird.
Why do they have human... And the claws are, like, acrylic goddamn nails? What the fuck?
I know, Grisabella had, like, a manicure. I was like...
Yes! So did Taylor Swift! and then... Okay, so... Oh my god... So Skimbleshanks was like the only song in which a real dance number happened.
I liked that dance number, and I like that song.
I like Skimbleshanks too. But also, okay, the guy that played Skimbleshanks, first of all, I hate his face. Second of all, he was like the only person that actually even danced hard in that song.
It's true.
He's the only one that did any like real tapping. Everyone else just did basic ass tapping. That'd be easy to learn in like 2 days. And the other thing too that's so unimpressive about this is that this is a movie. You can redo this a million times. You can cut the best parts. You could have gotten really impressive choreography, but instead it's like they only had 5 days with each of these famous actors. Like, they could only afford them for a couple of days. So they made it incredibly easy, and then they got to go home. Like, that's what I feel like that's what happened.
They didn't put any work into it. You could have made this movie, like, listen, they do it on stage. You just use the practical effects makeup.
Yes,
and use the wigs.
Really should have been done.
And use the wigs.
That's a huge problem.
And they don't need
to. But also just, like, it's, okay. Spectacle on stage is a lot easier to create than spectacle in movies because, like, I'm sorry, but every movie has fucking spectacle. Like, I can see a superhero movie. I can watch the Marvel movies. I can watch Disney movies. Like, all of those things have so much spectacle. You're gonna need to do something pretty fucking impressive to make people think that your dancing's good. And then you did the least. You did
the least
no
you could possibly do to make the dancing good.
And then, okay, let's just talk about all musical numbers. First musical number, Jellicle Cat.
I like that song in the show.
I like that song I don't know. But for some reason, the sound mixing on that song was really fucking weird.
Yes.
Like, sometimes I could literally not hear the melody because the harmony was so loud. Which wasn't a problem later in the movie, so I don't know what the hell happened. Then, the naming of cats, that's just a weird song, but they cut a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Jenny Antidote song.
Oh my god.
Was horrific.
Horrific. It was horrible.
Rebel Wilson, what the fuck were they thinking?
Not a good Jenny Antidote.
Not a good choice to be in this film at all. Here's the other thing, too. Here's something I noticed, and it started here. Started with at Jenny Antidote. James Corden's song have it. Honestly, their characters have it the most.
Yes.
But I noticed it a lot, which is the thing about Cats is it takes itself very seriously. You cannot have the show Cats and then throw in a bunch of corny-ass fucking jokes. Because
it's so true. You can't make cat puns.
No, you cannot make cat puns, because Cats is already very ridiculous on its own. You do not need to add ridiculousness to it. It's fucking ridiculous, okay? The names, Mr. Mistopheles, Bomb Ballerina, like, you know, Skimbleshanks, they're all weird-ass names. Like, you don't need to add ridiculousness to the show.
You don't need, like, and the one of the oh, things like, that, nudge, like, wink, wink, no. nudge, nudge.
Exactly. And one of the things that, like, balances out the ridiculousness of just that this exists is how serious the show takes itself. The music is very serious. It's very dark. It's very, like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
a very
definitely.
Dark show.
It's very, and it yes, takes itself very seriously.
Yes, and yes, Jenny, Annie Dotz, and, oh, what's James Corden's?
Bustopher Jones.
Bustopher Jones. Those are some of the more, like, lighthearted songs. But they're still not, like, haha, hilarious. Like, they're legitimately, they're both competing to go to the heavy side layer. You're not gonna do 5 groin shots in your own song if you're competing to go to the heavy side layer.
Doesn't make any
also,
sense.
Also, the idea that these songs were their entries to the competition for the heavy side, I was like, that's so stupid. What? You're just trying to give it a reason why you have to do all these songs.
Yeah.
There's no reason. There's no reason. Don't give it a reason.
They
that's
just
so want to
sing their songs.
Yeah. It's like, who fucking cares? Like, we all just need to accept that this is what the show is.
Yeah, don't try to change it. This is what it is. Accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was... there were so many groin shots, not funny. Every cat pun, not... I didn't laugh once when this... I mean, I laughed, but not when the film wanted me to, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, just so... I was just so... I don't...
Cat-induced aneurysm?
I feel like I had a stroke after I saw this movie, I'm not gonna lie. The literal only time when I was like, oh my god, I can have a goddamn breath, is when Jennifer Hudson was on the screen. She was the only part of this movie that was, like, slightly bearable. Which
it's
I didn't
true. And
literally...
like, yeah, the CGI was terrible, but her song was beautiful, and...
Well, and honestly, I mean, I don't want to say you get used to the CGI, because you don't. Like, you think you'd get used to it, but then you notice something new, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you get used to their, like, okay, for me, originally, it's the eyes. The eyes are terrifying. The human eyeballs with their reds and the whites, and the fact that you can see the little pink part of their eye poking
and,
through their cat face.
And how their makeup on their hands and their noses don't match their fur.
Yes. Yeah. Because, yes. Okay, so that was it at first, but then I got over that. But then I noticed that the fur doesn't go down to their jawline, that
yeah.
their jaws are completely human. So...
It's so ridiculous.
Then I couldn't stop noticing that. Then I got over that. Then I noticed that the fur just stops at their wrist, and that it looks like they're wearing cat suits. And then I was like... Okay, now I can't stop looking at this. And then it was their feet.
Oh
then
my
I noticed
god.
That some people had fur on the top of their feet, and some people didn't.
And some of them were wearing shoes, and some were not.
And I thought, what's happening? Like, Skimbleshanks, Bustopher Jones, all of those people I was okay with having, like, shoes.
Yeah.
But... The ones that made me really uncomfortable were when they were completely naked except for shoes.
I know, the ones where they were wearing, like, the white high tops.
Yeah, I was like, no.
And Taylor Swift, it was so weird.
Yeah, and then I noticed that, like, okay, Victoria, for example, she has those dancer wraps on the bottom of her legs. And nobody else has that. And then Jason Derulo, as Rum Tum Tugger, kept taking off his jacket, and I kept feeling like I was seeing something I shouldn't be seeing, you know?
Same with McCavity. When he took off his jacket, I felt like Idris Elba was,
yeah.
like, naked.
And then when every time Mr. Mistopheles and Victoria eye-fucked each other,
I
was like,
oh my god, it's disgusting.
I'm uncomfortable. Like... Honestly, great chemistry, but not when you're goddamn cats.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place, and it's a completely other life where this movie was never made. I just, like, couldn't stop noticing new things about the CGI.
I know, and,
the
like,
tails.
Sometimes their faces just hover over, like, the...
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, it's so weird.
Or, like, I don't know. So, Jennifer Hudson, honestly, most of it was just her face most of the time. She was obstructed in clothing. So, it's like, okay, I'm okay. But I hate that she looks fine.
She doesn't look sick. She doesn't look dirty.
She looks like literally everybody else. Gus the theater cat looks 1,000 times worse than her.
It's true.
And it's CGI. You could have done a lot. You could have, like, taken off one of her ears. You could have made her fur matted. You could have made her had weird crusties in her eye. You could have done so much.
Instead, she's just covered in snot all the time.
And she's not even covered in snot when she's not crying. She just cries a lot. And honestly, they make Grisabella out to be such an incredibly small part of this show. Like, such an insignificant thing in this show.
When it's so dramatic on stage.
Yes, I was like, oh, this is not satisfying at all. Because I don't give a shit about Grisabella. I don't know what happened to her. I don't care. Like, nobody does. Because you made it about Victoria. You made the whole movie about her. And
which makes memory less moving.
Yes. Also, I don't give a shit about fucking Victoria. And also, she was one of the worst actresses in the whole movie. Okay. I'm reading from my notes now because I'm officially, like, forgetting things I said. Oh, yeah, the nuzzling and the hissing. That was fucking terrible. Why... Human adults hissing at each other brings me back to when Hot Topic emos would, like, fight over girls. And I just automatically have that association. It's already fucking cringy for y'all to be hissing at each other, but especially so close to when that happened. So here's the thing. This film isn't fun. It's not good, bad. It's bad.
It's just bad.
It has enough good elements in it, like the acting, that I cannot enjoy how bad this is.
That's so true. That's so true.
I don't think it will be the case forever, though. I think if we give this time, we can turn it into a cult classic if we all work together.
I agree. I want midnight screenings.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I think if we were all really drunk and screaming at this movie and singing along, we would probably be able to enjoy it. But I think that when you have to sit in a theater and you're supposed to think that this was intended to be a good movie and it cost $100 million, that you're like, this is sad and horrible.
And it made like $6 million.
Yeah, literally. It literally is gonna, it's gonna be bad. They're projecting a loss of about $70 million for this movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My experience of watching this film in the theaters, I thought I bought back row tickets. Turns out I bought front row tickets. So I sat in the front row for this film. There weren't a lot of people in the theater, like, because it was a 10:30 showing of Cats on a Monday.
Yeah.
But there were some people, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't empty. And when I turned around to leave, which was quite literally right when the very last line was sung, there was nobody in the theater. It was empty. Empty. And I don't know when anybody left except for one couple, because when Judi Dench looked at the camera to sing the addressing of the Cats.
Oh my God.
They went, nope, out loud, got up, and left. So I heard that. There was a child in the theater who was singing along to some of the songs, so that was kind of cute.
That is kind of cute.
But his parents were like, this is going on for too long.
I brought up to one of our friends that, what, you know how kids, like, become obsessed with one movie? What if a kid becomes obsessed with this movie and just makes their parents watch it over and over again?
I would be like, oh my God, they canceled Cats. Didn't you hear? Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. They canceled it. They came and took everybody's DVDs away. And they took it off the internet, so we can't watch it. I just don't. Also, during Mr. Mistopheles, Jason Derulo was on that goddamn soprano part. I was like, what the fuck?
So such bizarre choices.
Also, what's the song that's like, it's got a lot of I think only females sing in it. It's not McCavity. But it was some song, and they completely took out the soprano part. Completely took it out. And every girl had to sing low. And I was like, I know you have sopranos in there in that cast. I've heard them. Another thing. Is it just me, or does it feel like this soundtrack on all the chorus numbers that none of the people that played characters were actually on it?
I didn't notice, because, but I wouldn't put it past them.
When we were, specifically this came to my mind, when the addressing of the cats was happening, so the very last song, that song's hard as fuck. I know that song's hard as fuck. And then I was thinking, there's a lot of parts in this song, but there's not a lot of people here. There's like maybe 20 people on this cat statue, but there's a lot of sound in this, and I've heard 90% of these people sing solo, so I know this sure as fuck ain't them. I feel like there must be an entire other part of this cast which recorded the songs, like, for the chorus, for, like, so probably on Skimbleshanks, probably on Rum Tum Tugger, probably on all of those. And they just aren't in it at all. Like, their face never shows up. Or maybe they're those cats that are, like, on the edges that you never really see.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, like, sometimes in dance numbers there's a lot of cats, but you never see those cats when there's, like, dialogue scenes.
That's true.
So you're like, where? Or, like, when those cats are... When after the dance is done, magically 90% of the cats have disappeared.
Yeah, and like the very last shot is just Old Deuteronomy, Mr. Mistopheles, and Victoria as if they're the main characters.
I know, which is like, what the fuck? And Monkstrap.
Yes.
So odd. Such an odd, every choice they made was the wrong one.
Yeah, definitely. How many people did this have to go through?
Exactly. How many people greenlit this?
Yeah.
And, like, okay, so this might be common knowledge now, but maybe not to some of our listeners. So this movie, when it came out, was out for like a week, and then they pulled it, fixed some stuff, and put it back in. Jane and I both saw the after it was pulled version.
Yes.
Which means, and there were still numerous problems. Which means...
So many.
The original version that a whole week's worth of people saw was worse. And this was already so bad. And yeah, I just...
I heard it was more sexual, like, in the original cut.
Are you joking?
That's what I heard.
More? More, it was already so sexual.
I know.
I was like, Deuteronomy and Mr. Mistopheles and Victoria are all about to fuck. Like, they're about to fuck. All of them. Honestly, Monkastrap's gonna get in on it. Like, that cat with the gold tooth.
Oh my god, I know. Oh my god, did you see Jane Dench's wedding ring?
No.
She was wearing it.
Oh my fucking god. Old Deuteronomy's married, by the way. What? Who the fuck was that cat with the gold tooth?
I have no idea.
I can't even figure out who the actor was because they're not a famous person. And their faces aren't like... I don't know who they are. I don't know who anybody is. There's Rumpelteazer, Rum Tum Tugger. Oh, it was on Rum Tum Tugger that they completely cut the soprano part.
Yeah.
Also, Growl Tiger, is that person in the original?
I don't think so. Also, that angle was so weird about how he, like, put him out in the middle of the river.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was Demeter. Also, okay, The McCavity kidnapping all the cats thing was just so fucking beyond.
I know. It was like, ridiculous.
I was like, what is happening? I'm so sick of this movie. I just kept thinking, when will this fucking end? Literally, okay, the minute they started singing Jellicle Cats, I literally put my hands to my mouth, like, covering it. And I just, like, was like, oh, no. Like, it started. We're literally, I know that we're the first song in, and I know there's so much more to go.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I was feeling.
I was like, I have signed up for a ride I was not prepared for. Literally the first song in, I was like, oh, no. Oof. There's nothing good about this movie.
No, this is my first 0 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely 0 out of 10. This on IMDb has a 2.7 out of 10. And I'm fairly sure that 95% of the 10s are bots. So, here's the thing. I will say, this movie did give me the funniest IMDb reviews I've ever found.
I'm so excited.
So, because of that, I have one that's very long. Okay. And it is hilarious. But I decided to give some honorable mentions to some titles that I thought were very funny, but that the reviews were ultimately too short to read.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the titles of the ones that were really funny.
Okay.
This is what the people in Bird Box saw. Combating online piracy. This is what I see during sleep paralysis. This is why North Korea hates us. Why? I prayed for the first time in decades. I'm not a praying man, but I was praying so hard for this movie to end. I'm in so much pain right now. So much pain. Please make the pain stop. Please. This movie. No. Reading the reviews are more entertaining than the real deal. Every decision made was the wrong one. There is no God. A 2-hour nightmare. The best horror movie since 2018's Hereditary. I feel like I am going insane. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Dog owners justified. Jellicle Cats is a banger.
True.
And then finally, this is a 10 out of 10 review for Cats. And it is called The Third Revelation of Christ. Here we go. This is the one I'm actually going to read.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. This one, oh, I have to tell you the name of this person because they're definitely worth it. James Kicklider. If you ever listen to this, thank you so much. Here we go. Old Possum's Book of Cats is the third revelation of Christ. The 12 disciples of Jellicle, the Jellicle Cats. In the future, heaven got too crowded after the Book of Mormon came to pass. God became Jellicle, created the Heaviside Layer to roof heaven shut. With the Heaviside Layer cemented atop heaven, Satan got out of earth. He became McCavity. Unknowing of this error, Jellicle destroyed the earth, but decided that he liked American Idol and Paula Abdul's take on it. So Jellicle brought Paula back in new Jellicle form. When he discovers what has become of McCavity, concerned that he will lead many evil cats to catnip, unfairly excluding cats from the Heaviside, he appoints Paula as Old Deuteronomy to tell the world of the great Jellicle's existence. Just like American Idol, oh my gosh, I have to find this now. Ah! Here it is. Wait. Just like American Idol, where is it? Ah! Just like American Idol, only one will be chosen. To earn a new eternal life, cats must grapple with what they couldn't solve after the Book of Mormon came to pass. Human pride channeled into cats and their lives. We speak all of their names and evaluate the life they have chosen. When pride is broken and Grisabella is finally touched, her name spoken aloud, Paula Abdul, our John the Baptist, Old Deuteronomy, sends Grisabella to the Heaviside Lair as Jellicle planned for Grisabella. Her disciples, the Jellicle Cats, worship our new Jesus, Grisabella. Now that she has ascended, the best disciples will be chosen every year by the Holy Spirit, Old Deuteronomy, during the Jellicle Ball. The Jellicles, fighting the forces of evil, temporarily defeat Satan, McCavity himself. The Jellicle cats are imbued with the spirit of Jellicle, and the Book of Grisabella is spoken orally to the disciples. The first commandment is, a cat is not a dog. The pact is made between Jellicle and cat to make the disciples of Jellicle. All who accept him into their lives will become a Jellicle cat. The end.
That's horrifying.
I know. I was like, wow.
Also, it happened. Genius.
I know. I was like, wow, I never thought of it that way, but they're not wrong.
So true.
Grisabella is our new Jesus.
Insane.
So, 0 out of 10. Please don't go watch this in the theater. Don't take anyone to see it. Don't suggest it. Oh, Jane and I came up with a cat's drinking game, though.
Yeah, we did.
So, I'll read it to you guys so you can play.
Yeah.
Let me find my notes. Here it is. The cat's drinking game. There are 12 rules. The first rule, finish your drink during the first song. Second rule, every time a cat hisses, take a drink. Third rule, every time a cat nuzzles each other, take a drink. 4, every time there's an unnecessary cat joke, take a shot. 5, every time there's a groin shot, take a shot. 6, anytime the CGI doesn't line up, take a shot. 7, drink anytime McCavity says his own name. During the song McCavity, go ahead and finish your drink. 8, anytime a cat is weirdly sexual, take a drink. 9, take a shot anytime Grisabella is covered in snot from crying. 10, take a shot every time the camera changes from a steady shot to handheld. I forgot about that. Yeah, for some reason, it does that. 11, finish your drinks when the cockroach dance.
Yes, that is definite.
You need to. 12, take a drink every time Rebel Wilson or James Corden fall.
They fall so much.
So, that's the drink that will kill you, but I promise you ascend to the Heaviside Layer if you die while playing the cat's drinking game. So,
your call.
Anyway, I have to, try and forget this now.
Yeah, me too. Until you come back and we can play the drinking game.
I need time to heal. I need time to heal from what I saw. It was so... Everyone left! Everyone! The theater was empty! Yeah. I was like, I've never seen so many people walk out of a movie. Like, at least 20. At least 20 people paid money for that movie and walked out.
That is hilarious.
I was so... I understand. Literally, as soon as Judi Dench looked at the camera, I was like, no.
Nope.
No. So first, your memory I'll jog and say a cat is not a dog. The thing is, a lot of the weird shit that I think people are focusing on, I was really already prepared for, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I was prepared for the songs to make no fucking sense. I was prepared
for there to be no plot.
For there to be no plot. Which really left me open to see everything fucking else that was wrong with it. Because honestly, if this was my first exposure to cats, I would have been like, I wouldn't have been able to get past the fact that it existed.
I would have had nightmares.
And the thing is a lot of reviews I've seen, while they're hilarious, a lot of them just comment on the fact that this movie doesn't have a plot. And it's like, I knew that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or comment on the fact that, like, what's with their names? Which, like, yeah, you're right. It's fucking stupid. But I was prepared for that. I wasn't prepared to see Jennifer Hudson covered in snot. I wasn't prepared to see human hands with their little grabbers just being on cat bodies. I wasn't prepared to see Taylor Swift's ass covered with fur and a tail. I wasn't prepared. And nothing could have prepared me, I don't think.
No, I don't think anything can prepare you for this movie.
No. And if you haven't seen cats before, if this was your first exposure to cats, it's... I'm sorry that... I mean, I don't like cats at all. And I think a large portion of people who do are either people who watched it when it was really popular or are, like, people like you that grew up with it.
Yeah, yeah. It was just the first one I ever saw, so I
have a soft spot for it. I don't know a lot of, like, 20-somethings that are like, oh, yeah, cats. Saw that last year and loved it. So I think a lot of people love it because I grew up with it, but... It's a weird show, no matter what. Like, it's bizarro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just bizarre. Like,
let's just... The names of the cats are so weird. And we didn't talk about that because it's just a fact of this movie, but they are weird. Like, Bomb Ballerina.
Yeah.
Mr. Mistopheles. Munkastrap. McCavity. Bustifer. Jenny Anydots. Old Deuteronomy, I think, is so funny. And then there's this person. Then there's this person. Cassandra. Rumpelteazer. Mungo Jerry. Rumtum Tugger. Like, it's just, there's nothing you can do.
No.
Plato. Demeter. By the way, the rest of them just don't fucking have names. So, I don't, oh, Jellowarum. Yeah, you didn't learn that one. Corycopat, you didn't learn that one. They took all those names out of the naming of cats. Wild. You didn't learn about Quaxo. You didn't learn about no one. You didn't learn about my character, Tumble Brutus.
All right.
I need a fucking drink.
I'm going to a New Year's party tonight.
Oh, that'll be fun. I don't know what I'm doing. Probably just going to stay in.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's 2020 when this comes out, right?
Yep.
Because it comes out tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah! Happy first day of 2020. Let's hope a movie like Cats is not made in this decade.
I hope so.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.